So for COVID-19, two antibody detection tests have been developed. And one has even been FDA approved, which is the Celex Q-SARS-CoV-2 IgG-IgM rapid test. What does this test rely on? It's actually this dynamic that you can see here. So basic immunology tells us that everything starts with the contact with the pathogen. The pathogen will develop, which is the red line here. At some point you will have symptoms to it. And after the symptoms, the first class of Ig that will develop is IgM. But IgM also quickly gets destroyed in the body. While IgG develops a bit later, but it lasts longer. Now the idea of a lot of antibody detection tests, also for other diseases, is that you detect both IgG and IgM. So if you have both present, that means it's an active infection. But if you have only IgG, you have a past infection. That is the basic immunological principle behind this test. But in fact, it's only based on the immunology that we know, but it has never been evaluated for COVID that this mechanism actually works. And how long does it take for the IgM to decay? Will it decay right after infection, or will it take some weeks? And how long does the IgG actually remain? All these are open questions, which is why the WHO still does not recommend to use antibody or even antigen detection for case detection of COVID.